Now on to the city of Baghdad and another mayor. Just before the U.S. invasion of Iraq, NPR's Ann Garrels met a mukhtar, or mayor, of one district in the Iraqi capital. As Saddam Hussein's eyes and ears in the neighborhood, this man's job was to keep records on everyone. Back then, he was armed and distributing weapons to local men in order to fight the Americans. Ann Garrels returned to the neighborhood this week and has this report.
55-year-old Abdul Monam sits in his tiny cement house in a dusty lane in central Baghdad. The portrait of Saddam Hussein, which had hung prominently on one peeling stucco wall, is gone. There are no longer any signs of his weapons and ammunition. He confirms he prepared to fight the Americans, but now he claims he was an unwilling fighter under pressure from the regime.
The former government controlled everything. We had no choice but to obey.
Despite pressure from the Ba'ath Party to stay and defend Baghdad, he says he never fired a shot and fled the city.
There were instructions to stay. I broke the rules and took my family away. I don't want Saddam, and I don't want the Americans. I want the people of Iraq.
Now that Saddam's regime is gone, Abdul Monam describes a wasted life, with years spent in the military fighting unnecessary wars. He's reluctant to discuss the past and his service to the regime, calling it dead and gone. As Mukhtar, his responsibilities included keeping the security services informed about every detail of every person. No one went to university, traveled, or got a job without his stamp of approval. But Monam denies he ratted on people, insisting he was only responsible for humanitarian issues, such as ensuring kids got their vaccinations. He insists he never hurt anyone. He says the people in the neighborhood like and respect him. But in the neighborhood workshops, people tell a different story. As 30-year-old Abdul Arim Kuteba makes new doors to replace some of the thousands that were destroyed in the wake of the looting and arson, he agrees with the Mukhtar on one point only. Lives were wasted in compulsory military service. Asked if the Mukhtar was indeed a good man working in difficult circumstances, he shakes his head.
He's not good man. He's right off me sometime. I want to go to the mosque to pray. He report for me because I'm straight, not like this and this. I am not good for the Saddam party, not good.
To emphasize his point, he introduces his friend. Al-Haj Abdul Hala Fata, a 53-year-old blacksmith, says the Mukhtar threatened people.
Yes, he was a bad man. I'm confident in what I'm saying. One day inside the mosque, he started yelling at some of the women because they were not members of the Ba'ath Party.
On the street, similar stories are repeated. Mohammed Kamal, a 20-year-old taxi driver, says he spent a year and a half in prison after he was overheard swearing about the government. His friend says if a group of four or more hung out together in the local streets, they'd be arrested. Azar Tar, a Kurd living here, was sent to prison for having the word freedom tattooed on his arm. Though most of these young men haven't actually seen the Mukhtar's reports, they say his claims he was not responsible are simply not credible given the way the system worked. There have been instances of revenge here when known or suspected regime snitches have been shot in the arm or leg. Abdul Monam only dared to return a couple of months ago when the worst was over. Asked why the locals haven't touched him, Carpenter Abdul Arim just shrugs. Perhaps, he suggests, because he no longer has the power to hurt anyone. Perhaps because people now have more pressing problems than dealing with the past.
Let him go. God, he's punished him, not we.
Abdul Monam clings to the belief he will still serve his community. The seal of the Mukhtar, which once inspired so much fear, still hangs over his door, but it's now a seal of disgrace. This man, who once owned these streets, rarely ventures out. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.